He answered.
Yeah, he's
This
taking too
motherfucker.
long.
This
I don't
motherfucker
know, man.
answered.
I don't know where the fuck he went. I don't know what he's doing. I don't
This
know.
mother.
Yeah. I don't know. This shit that I be this shit I be talking about. Like, that's why we just started doing this at 11 o'clock every Sunday. And it's like, whether he's there, you here, whatever, this is it. Because it's like, after this, I still gotta edit and do all the other bullshit to this episode. Like, get your asses up here.
I ain't gonna lie. I was glad we waited. I was kind of glad that you ain't say anything yesterday, because I was damn sure oversleeping yesterday. I saw the clock. That shit hit one. I was like, "Fuck!" And I looked at the group chat. I was like, "Ah."
I've been doing a lot of I've been doing a lot of work around the house lately. So yesterday was, yeah, my entire, I call it the sitting room, but my dining room area was completely dismantled. And now it's put back together.
She doing something with
So yeah, I'm doing the whole bottom level of my house. I'm redoing all over again.
it? Oh shit.
I really have 10 more days before I have to have everything finished. So yeah.
Why you got 10 more days?
I got yeah, I'll edit this part out. So I gotta yeah, I gotta get the downstairs together. Clock is ticking. Yeah. So that's why.
Everything's got to be well adjusted. Yeah, we definitely editing this shit out, bro.
Yeah, definitely. All right. I don't know where he's at. I don't know what he's doing, but yeah, you ready to get started? And I gotta figure out too something, because when I play the intro, y'all hear it pretty good, right? You hear it crystal clear? And for some reason, it doesn't come across crystal clear on the recording anymore.
Wait, what about in the playback?
Yeah, I was gonna say, on the play, that's the issue. I hear, when I play it, I hear it just fine. But on the playback, this on the playback, this is it comes out distorted. So I gotta re-edit and drop the actual audio file onto it. Which, I mean, is that fine? I'll do it. I'm just curious as to why. Like, I purposely put it as a sound bit on the mixing board for a reason, and now it's like, just what's the point now, you know? So, all right, you ready?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Now I done took it out of town and showed these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck em, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance, make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Dove gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent, counting dead presidents.
All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of the I'm Not As Easy Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat.
This is Big Mo, best in the world, baby.
This is Booty the motherfucking menace. You can't count a clown, y'all.
and this is favorite PD, which he's somewhere taking a dump, kissing dudes, something like, I don't know.
Hey, I don't know where he went. He responded to our text message earlier this morning, like, yeah, I'm down, I'm ready. And yeah, that was the last we heard of him. Your Uncle Kobe is missing in action now. He's MIA. Oh, I see him. I'm like, oh, he just texted. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
So, Mo, talk to me, baby. What's good, man? Tell me something good.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually surprised I got up on time.
I know before. you're not on time. You're the one that's always fucking late.
Right?
Now, his ass fucking who knows where.
You know, I want to say big ups to my neighbor. I don't know if I can say his name or not, but I'll just keep.
But he knows
who he is. So big ups to my neighbor. And you know, was hanging with them, his wife, their kid. They always play loud ass Caribbean music.
I'd be
gyrating in my bed when I be hearing that shit.
You be getting the baby oil out?
Hell yeah. You already know how that get down. I be moving my hips. I love me some Caribbean music. And I think the dude is from Trinidad, the wife's from Jamaica.
I dig it.
They got that heavy ass accent too.
Yeah, they straight islanders.
They
straight islanders. Got it.
I'm talking about even in their foods, extra spice. You can taste the island in
their speech. You can taste the island in their speech.
You can taste the island. I'm like, yeah. And also why I'm also saying I'm surprised I got up. Cause you know I did do a little, I did take a little actual drinks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
I took a couple little sips. I had a little sippy sips.
I ain't mad at you, brother. Not even a little bit.
You know, so I was like, you know what, you know, just for you guys, just for, you know, just cause it's been a while. Cause they've been good to me and stuff. So I said, you know, I'll take a little drink for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So
I dig it, brother. I dig it.
You know, so
I'm over here laughing at your text message talking about Kobe. This is why cat can't stand black people. Stupid ass. Yo. So for y'all that don't know, that's a joke that I have forever. I don't know how long. Basically since I've been here in the US and that's my joke, is that I can't stand black people, because if you know me, you know that black women especially are my exotic fascination. That's my ooh la la, I guess you can say. But But I say it all the time because three out of four of my kids, three out of four of my kids are half black. So I'll be sitting there, that's why every time I laugh, I'm like, I can't stand black people. And that was a joke I had a long time ago, was that I don't like black people so much that I'm starting to dilute their race one child at a time. One kid at a time. You gotta start somewhere. I'm doing my part.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Something isn't right though.
What's up? What you got?
It's plenty of black people in Puerto Rico though.
Yeah, but they're not black, like not American black. That was my thing. Cause when I came to the US and I seen a group of black girls, this is in New York, and I asked my cousin, like, you know, yo, who's that? And he's like, I don't know, just some black girls. And I'm like, oh, what's a black girl? Because, like, you're right. In Puerto Rico, there are black people. There's a lot of black people, but they're Puerto Rican. So the cultural shock is different there.
I get it.
So it's like, so the, I'm not talking about the shade of people. I'm talking about the actual culture of them, you know?
American culture. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because in Puerto Rico, there's people who are blacker than Kobe. Like, they black as my t-shirt.
And remember, you double diluting it because you're half Mexican.
See what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's why I was laughing. That's my thing. So that's why whenever you hear me say I can't stand black people, everyone, you should just roll your eyes at me. So, like, all right, shut up,
bro. So you mix again, fried chicken, with tacos and arroz con habichuela.
There you go. Yep. Yep. There you go. Boom boom. And then if you want to be real, if you want to be real specific about that too, we're gonna throw some General Tso in there too, because I love Chinese food.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Man, I've been craving Chinese food for so damn long. I haven't had it in weeks.
Chinese food. So good.
And that's my go-to. That's Chinese. Yeah, I love me some lo mein. I love me some General Tso. I love Thai food also, man. My boy Shanghai, shout out to Shanghai. He sent me this shit the other day on Instagram and was like, yo, there's this new Indian spot over here in Troy. And I'm like, yo, let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
I haven't had freaking Thai food in a minute.
Yeah. See, but Mo, I mean, you and you already know the same thing that you like grew up with single voodoo. We're fucking food lovers. We're foodies, you know?
Yep.
We love going to the different spots, new things, checking out stuff we never had before. Shit, you know, it should sound good. Let's try it. Let's see what's up with it. I like looking at recipes and shit that I can try cooking up. I seen this shit the other day where this lady took chorizo and cheese, and she put bacon strips down, like horizontally. She put the chorizo on it vertically, the cheese on it vertically, and then wrapped the bacon ends around it. And then deep fried it and made it a chorizo bacon dog. Like she made her own, like, hot dog, so to say. And I was like, oh, yes.
What?
Yes, I want to try that so bad. Minus the cheese, but I want to try that so damn bad.
You don't like cheese?
I don't eat dairy.
What?
Yeah, I've cut dairy out of my diet for like over, it's been over a year. It's been about a year and a half, going on 2 years now.
Right.
Yeah. No, and just for y'all wondering, like, damn, like, I will eat dairy, but I don't ask for it, and I definitely go out of my way to avoid it. But like, if this is the biggest issue I have, is I'll go to a place and I order a burger. Like, yo, let me get a bacon burger, and they bring it out and there's cheese on it. I'm not gonna be the bitch and be like, oh, send this back, I didn't want any cheese. I'm like, all right, fine, fuck it, I'll eat it. But I specifically ask no cheese. You know what I'm saying? So yes, yeah, so I go out of my way to avoid cheese. And it was like, if you brought a plate of nachos as an appetizer to the table and we're all there in a setting, I'll have a couple, but I will go out of my way to avoid dairy. And I never realized how much cheese is in so much fucking food until you tried not to eat it. Like when I'm trying to avoid, I'm like, fuck, cheese is in every damn thing. Now, cheese is in a lot of shit, bro. It's in pasta dishes, it's in noodle dishes, it's in fucking burger dishes, chicken dishes. They put cheese on every fucking thing. I got happy I found this fucking vegan place around the corner that has vegan pizza, so I can eat pizza without cheese, dairy cheese on it.
Vegan pizza?
Yeah. So the cheese they have is not dairy. It's like a made up cheese. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's not a dairy product. So, and you can taste it. It does taste different. It tastes good though, but it does taste different. Yeah, I was like, huh, good to know. The place is called Ima. It would have a, you know, foo-foo name like that. Ima.
I know, well, I don't know if a lot of people know though. I think I've said it pretty often. I don't think I did. I don't know. I'm still a little tipsy. But I'm always gonna, you know, well, because I've talked to my neighbor. Shout out my neighbor. I always had that soft spot for Caribbean Latin foods.
Right.
And you know, of course, some of my favorites. You know my culture, Haitian food. Others is Colombian, Venezuelan. Those are my other two favorite
go-tos.
Yeah.
Now, is it the food itself or is it the connection to the experience you had?
Yes.
Okay, got you. I got you. See, yeah, like I kind of figured that's where you're gonna go with it.
I guess I can stick to the subject though. You know, food.
Yeah.
And I know they don't both Venezuelan and Colombian like foods, they're not that spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care for spice. I don't mind it. I don't have an issue with it, but I still don't care for it.
Yeah, see, I'm a spice lover. You know what I mean? The spicier, the better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is actually what my neighbors is kind of like.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. They, ooh.
Okay.
They put extra pepper in they jerk.
There we go. Yeah. See, and I don't like it on everything, but I do like it on the majority of things. I know there's one lady that puts way too much fucking pepper when she makes corn.
What?
Yeah, I mean, she douses it. Like, I shouldn't see black pepper flakes when I'm eating my corn. That's just fucking, yeah, it's bad. It's bad. But fuck it. Yeah.
Damn. What else? But because I also remember I just remembered even speaking of those two cultures and their foods.
Uh-huh.
Because I was gonna say, you know, I love arepas, which is
very, okay, yeah,
which is very similar. If I could point out something similar, like pupusas, what is similar to, and I have two friends. They kind of like fight each other over arepas because one friend, she's Colombian, one friend, she's Venezuelan.
Okay.
But this conversation is actually bigger than those two, because I've been hearing this long before those two, where, you know, it's an unspoken beef between Venezuelan culture and Colombian culture on who created arepas. Where did they come from? You know,
like the originators.
Yeah, who okay. originated?
Okay. Yeah, but that's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg. That's a forever, it's a forever circling conversation.
Well, kind of, but there's an actual answer. There is a direct answer.
Okay.
Because Venezuelans, they say no, arepas originally from Venezuela, and Colombians would be like, arepas originally from Colombia, and then Venezuelans would be like, no, fuck you, it originated from Venezuela, and then Colombians would be like, no, fuck you, it originated in Colombia, and they'd be like, you know what, fuck you, that's why I stepped on your big ball of brands, and then Venezuelans would be like, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker, and then they'd be like, whoa, oh
yeah, fuck your mother, fuck your mother,
exactly, and then they'd be like, word to my mother, type shit, I don't know. But the actual answer is that arepas was originated before the country's separation. So it actually came from both.
Lord.
But they don't, but even though that's the actual answer, they still won't accept it.
No, why would they?
I don't know. I thought it was weird. I'm like, just accept it. Our one country.
Nope. Because it goes against what they want. It goes against their cultural bragging rights.
God damn.
No, but it's like that with a lot of things too. Like just a lot of different cultures always have, you know, want to say that they were the originators of this, creators of that, and whatnot and whatnot. You know, because everybody wants to be the first of whatever it is, no matter what. You know, no matter the topic.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Man, now we're over here. I'm so fucking hungry right now, bro. I'm like, oh, fiending.
I'm in the mood for some arepas.
Oh man.
You know.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, because you know it's funny. Because I would see those two, like when they, like say I'm pissed off at them, right?
Okay.
Let's say I'm pissed off at Columbia.
Okay.
Like I don't know, like she says something insulting to me. And I'd be like, you know what? That's how that bus from Venezuela. And she'd be like,
oh, just a way to piss them off.
Just to piss them off, or the Venezuelan piss me off. She would be like, Mo, you acting lazy. I'd be like, what? That's how that bus from Colombia. She'd be like,
yeah, so you just do it real quick to irritate whoever it is getting you in that moment.
Yeah.
I dig it, brother. I dig it. I'm going live on IG right now, just for a few ticks. Just I don't know.
Oh, facts.
Going on. Yeah, just I'm not gonna do a whole lot, just a little something.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well,
let's see. I'll be like 5 minutes or so, and let's see what happens with Kobe.
I was like, I don't know if they can hear me or not. Can they? I was gonna be like, what up, IG?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Oh snap, they can hear me. What up, IG?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Oh God, what up, IG?
Yo.
Yeah, man. So IG, y'all, I don't know if y'all gonna be able to see the live, but well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking.
You know, right now they can just see me on the mic.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What up, IG? But other than that, you know, I had a pretty decent week.
Dang, tongue tied like a motherfucker, huh?
I don't know. Yeah. although, because I also got pretty good rest, so I'm like, even though I'm a little, I'm still feeling some drinks in me, but yeah. I'm also
what were you drinking? What did you drink?
I had, I don't know what that shit was. It was freaking.
Lord. You were just drinking what they gave you. That's irresponsible, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's irresponsible.
Because I know one of them was it was this Jamaican rum. It was like straight out of the straight out the island.
Okay.
It was like they had it straight out the island. I was like, God damn, that shit was hitting.
I dig it. I went to this spot the other day, and Blake got me hooked up with the owner of this club, and I had some Japanese whiskey.
Japanese whiskey.
That was delicious. Oh, so damn good. So damn good. That is some more. I took a picture of the bottle. I'm like, oh, I gotta find this. I must find this. This is a must for me. I absolutely gotta fucking find this shit. Yeah, but I've never had Japanese whiskey before. That was pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I also had horchata.
Okay.
That's what I also had.
Yeah. Last night?
Last night.
Okay.
That was
where were you at? What were you doing? You were just with the neighbors or what?
Yeah. They live right behind me.
Oh, so they're on the block behind you.
Yeah.
So you guys
not even I'm talking about, like, I walk out my backyard and I see their...
That's what I'm saying. So you go to your backyard and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah. So one time I was taking out the garbage. It was like, because that's how I met him. Like, I was taking out the garbage.
Right.
And then he was like, what's your name? I was like, Moses. I don't care about that. I gave... It don't matter. No.
Okay.
I gave my name. Yeah, Moses, bro. This isn't. That's what Mo is short for, you know. Yeah.
You know what? And like right now, I'm wondering, what would they assume Mo being short for?
I don't know. A lot of Muslims always say Muhammad. I wish you
just irritated me with that. You just irritated me with that.
I wish you knew how many times I was hearing that.
Muhammad.
Like, is this shit from Muhammad? Like, no. Lord. It was like, damn. Like,
Muhammad.
I had like five different people, like five different times in a row one time.
Lord.
So they're like, what? Most? And then he told his wife, he was like, yeah, you like, your neighbor's name is Moses.
They were really impressed. Like, wow.
Like, whatever he wants from us, he can have it.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Whatever he needs, got him.
Are they an older couple? Are they your age or what?
They probably look somewhere between our, I think they're a little older.
A little older than you?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, maybe my age, or a little older.
All right.
I don't think they can be young. I doubt they're younger than me. Maybe the wife is, but I don't know.
All right.
They got a bunch of drinks. Most of it is like rum, but you know, they got a bunch.
Yeah, they got a lot of spice drinks.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I don't know if I can say it on here, but you know,
they got some
Hennessy.
Yeah.
They allegedly may or may not, allegedly, by the way, this is all allegedly in GTA, may have a Hennessy that's only allowed in other countries.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Which is allegedly, but this is all allegedly. Right. We don't know all the facts. Well,
they're allowed to have it here. They just can't buy it here.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Still allegedly, just in case.
Right. If they did have it.
Yeah, if they
got
have
you. Because if it was a fifth, it'd be white Hennessy.
Exactly. And then one time, because they were like, yeah, we're also having a, like, we just moved here. We have the house warm. We can come in. They had all this Korean food. Everything was, almost everything was spicy as hell. But it was also extremely delicious.
I dig it. So
I was just like, my nose was getting ran out. but I just couldn't stop eating that diamond. And I was like, man
no, because it's good food, man. It's delicious food, bro.
It was good.
Hell yeah, I dig it.
And they always play loud music. I think another neighbor hates them for it, but
because they played loud music. Okay, so my thing is, if you got a neighbor that plays loud music, bro, so what? Fucking relax, let them have a good time. Like, as long as they're not playing it super fucking stupid early in the morning, you know, and it's not mad fucking late during the week. Shit, on the weekend, let them do their thing, bro.
Exactly.
Let them have fun. Shit, relax. It ain't that deep.
Facts.
Yeah, let them calm down.
Man, they hated that shit.
I got a neighbor over here that same thing. Yeah, there you go. I got a neighbor across the street. Like, I don't like my neighbors across the street. These one particular neighbors, I can't fucking stand them. But they play music Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday. But fuck, let them play their music. They play some good music. Shit, I enjoy it. I'm here like, all right, come on, hell yeah. I mean, I don't like them, but that's because I don't fucking like them. And you guys should do with their music. They can play their music all the fuck they want. I don't give a shit.
Man, they the other neighbors called the police.
Not here. If you call the police because we're playing a lot of music, police ain't never coming. Not here in the hood. Not where I live. I got shit. I almost got into it with a neighbor yesterday. I pulled up. I get to the house yesterday, and it's maybe like about, I don't know, like 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish. And I pull up to my house, and car just sitting in front of my fucking driveway, just sitting there. And I honk the horn, rev the motor, and they just sitting there. So I go, hey. And they look at the window. I said, fucking move. And they, put their hand on the window. Sorry. And they moved up. And I'm like, what the fuck you doing? I get you want to pull over, bro. Don't block the fucking driveway, dumbass. And then they pull up and block the driveway in front of me, my next door neighbor. And I parked the bike and I said, do you not know how to park? You can't. There's all this fucking curb and you can't park in front of the curb? Like, there's an entire house there's an entire property of curb in front of my house.
What the hell?
You can fit like four fucking cars in there. You can't park there. You got to park right in front of the fucking driveway.
Yep.
Fucking retards, bro. And that pissed me off. I've been in a bad fucking mood for almost a week now. It's been getting worse and worse. Yesterday was a real bad day for me. It was a real bad day. I was struggling, bro. I was struggling. I'm struggling this morning. It got so bad. I was on the phone last night with Biggie, and I said, let me just call you back, because she was gonna do or say something to piss me off, and it's not even her. It's not even her. You know what I'm saying? I'm just in a bad fucking mood. I'm just in a real bad fucking mood. I really am. And today ain't no better. It's really not. Like, I'm trying hard to be cool on the podcast right now. Cause I've been in a real bad funk. Real bad funk. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, but you ever had those moments to where, like I said, that's why I was like, I said, baby, let me just call you back. Cause I didn't want to.
You didn't want to like take it out on her.
Yeah, I didn't want to get mad at her for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like for no, you know what I'm saying? Cause I already knew. I knew my attitude. I knew the demeanor I was in. I knew the space I was in. She was gonna say something and it was gonna piss me off. And it really was nothing to be pissed off about, and she really didn't even do nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's not one of those, like, you mad, like, who the fuck put the grass outside? One of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's how I was feeling. That's honestly how I was feeling, bro.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just tried to process that. Like, wait.
Yeah. It was that. That's how pissed off I was. Not even was. Am. I still am. Like, I really am. Like, I've just been in a funk, a real funk. And then yesterday I had to go and pull the rags off of I had to go do some club shit yesterday. And I'm just in a bad space and in a bad mental space. And I feel the darkness inside of me fucking boiling, you know?
You know, I always say I would either take a time to either do what I like or eat my favorite food.
Therein lies my issue, sir. Therein lies my issue. I can't do what I like because it's been fucking raining for like 36 hours now. It's raining right fucking now.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep. So going to
so you can't even ride your favorite Honda motorcycle?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you really piss off.
Hey, it's so fucked up because I made this bike port out of one of the sun tents you put outside when you're having like a barbecue or whatever. I put that out, and then I put weather wrapping around it and left one part open, and the back part folds up and down so I can pull in and out. But I enclosed it so that way, as I was sitting there, and I'm like, fuck, I don't remember this much fucking rain in the summer in years. Yeah, I mean, it's been raining other fucking day. Like, the rain is ridiculous. It hasn't rained this much in the summer in fucking ever. And so I'm like, what the fuck? And I was just bitching about this the other day. Like, I don't remember this much fucking rain ever. And I'm like, fuck, I'm sick of my fucking bike getting rained on. Cause normally I put it up and have it covered up for the winter and shit, you know? But in the summertime, I leave it in a driveway cause I'm riding the bitch every day. And literally every fucking day. That's what I ride. When it's summertime, I mean, you guys already know me. I won't stop riding the motorcycle till fucking November, October. All right, so until the ground here in Detroit freezes, I'm gonna be on a bike. That's it. End of discussion.
What happens when you ride a bike in like a Detroit cold?
You just fucking better dress warm. Yeah, put on an extra hoodie. Put on your leathers. That's why bikers wear leather. Yep, put on a mask. Wrap your neck. That's what gets cold. Is your face is good because you got the facial covers. You got to wrap your neck because your neck is exposed. Yeah, just warmer. They have insulated gloves. They got heated handlebar grips. You know, that's what I tell everybody. Everything that your car has, a motorcycle can have. Everything except for one thing. There's one feature that cars have that a bike will never have. Windshield wiper. That's the only thing. There's like, ooh, what about a trunk? We got saddlebags. What about doors? Again, we have saddlebags.
Extra seats.
Yep. Got seats too. Got armrests, cup holders, Bluetooth, touchscreens, everything. Everything you got, we got.
Except the windshield wiper.
Except the windshield wiper. Yep.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Most people don't know that. They just think just bike is a bike. But no, bikes have a lot of shit in them, bro. A lot of shit.
You know something? You know, something told me not to, like, have an answer, you know, when it comes to, like, what? Yeah, you know? Even though, you know, I'm a terrible. You know, you really be making me want to, like.
Get a bike?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Get a bike, bro. Come on.
I would love
what to you got to say? You got to come to the dark side to see the light, baby. Come on.
I always thought I looked pretty good in a Harley.
You would fucking look amazing on a Harley.
I think I would look pretty good.
I'm gonna get you a Street Glide. Yeah. I can see you with a nice Street Glide. Going down fucking blasting your music and shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I definitely could see myself in a Harley.
Yeah, I could definitely see you on a Harley also, bro.
Just letting that wind blow.
Yep, blow your, just let your hair fly in the wind. I'm with you, yeah, brother. I'm with you, brother. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, so I'll be the same. I mean, I'll be out there. Yeah,
just flipping my hair all the time, for those who are listening, you know, audio only. I'm just like flipping my hair right now, just, you know, just flipping it.
Hell yeah!
And I know some of the people are like, wait a minute, you don't have any hair. Wait a minute, I'm like, you saw what I said.
Exactly, details not important.
In the words of Caddy, you saw what I said. Details not important. Exactly.
Yep. Got all the hair we need.
By the way, speaking of which, if you're watching on YouTube, like the video, comment, share, subscribe. Make sure you put in the comment section how much you're in love with Big Mo and how much you just want to run your fingers through Big Mo's hair. You saw what I said.
Exactly.
How much you just want to kiss Big Mo on the lips and you just fall in madly in love with him. And every time you see Big Mo, you just want to give him you just want to give them like two hickeys, one on each neck. And make sure if you're listening to Spotify, hit that follow button, hit that heart button. And if you're listening through Apple Music Genius, if you're listening in Apple Podcasts,
there you go.
If you have not already, give us that 5-star rating. And if you have not put in a review, make sure you do put in a review. And when you do put in a review, you tell them how handsome Big Mo is. You have to be like, yo, Apple Podcasts, this is getting out of hand. I'm tired. I'm sick. You got to be like, Apple Podcasts, I'm sick and tired of this. Big Mo is too damn handsome. And I can't stand it. I can't stand how handsome he is. I'm talking about, you got to be like, you got to have those uncomfortable moment type, Big Mo uncomfortable moment type rants. When you're saying this is getting out of hand, I'm falling madly in love with Big Mo, and I want to have his children now. And I just want to kiss Big Mo on the lips. You gotta be like, this, I can't let this go on any longer. Apple Podcasts, you have to do something about this. You have to get me pregnant by Big Mo's baby. You have to make sure you're writing all that in the review. All right. So with that
That's
said,
exactly what it is.
So with that said, Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating, writing a review. I can hear Cat like this motherfucker.
Nope, do your thing.
Okay,
do
facts.
Do your thing, brother. Do your thing.
Spotify, give us that heart button and the follow button. And if you're watching on YouTube, like the video, comment, share, subscribe.
Boom. So I was actually sitting here while you were talking. I was trying to go through this and try and find this one video that I wanted to talk about. But, of course, I'm ill-prepared and can't find it.
You had it.
No, not that one. It was another one. I'm finding other shit that I'm like, nope, delete, 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 delete. Twin sister allegedly killed a child and stabbed. Yeah, okay. Yeah, shit like that. No, yeah. No, delete.
I thought you had it. Oh.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that video. It was another video I was talking about. I gotta go through and organize all my shit. This is fucking ridiculous. This, sir, is what we like to call absurd. I would have shit like that. I have a senior here. I hope your day is as nice as your butt.
What?
Yeah, I would have shit like that. What's this one?
What?
Ooh, the sloppy crab. Yeah.
W.
I want to go check them out. Oh, that's another video. No, I can't find it now. Should I play that one video that you and I were listening to in the beginning? Because I really want to have Kobe here to talk about that, so we can we can be firing on all cylinders. You know what I mean?
What minute are we on right now?
Oh, what the fuck? We're an hour in already.
We're an hour in already.
We're an hour and 8 minutes in already. Minus what? 8 minutes in the beginning. So we're an hour in. That don't fucking seem like that. Don't seem right.
Nah.
Wow. I mean, it's got to be right. The timer doesn't lie.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'll say maybe this is why Kobe don't like black people. That's like 11:30.
Yeah, we're an hour in, bro.
Damn.
Shit don't seem like it at all.
Well, say since maybe 11:40. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, no. We started before 11:40, bro. You were here on time today. You remember because we were talking about that. You were on time today.
I was a little long.
You jumped on like at 11:10.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah. You jumped on at like 11:10, bro. You were actually on time today.
Damn.
As we were talking shit, because Kobe's usually on. You know, Kobe's on is on time normally.
And I'm normally the late.
Yeah, because we start recording before you even jump on, because we never know when you're fucking coming on. So we're like, fuck it, let's just get started. And today you were like, boom, I'm here.
I be trying to make sure I like get to sleep. You know. Not like I go much anyway out much anyway. So maybe I'm on some video. Although I wanted to play some video games last night, but then I hung with the neighbors.
I ain't mad at you, brother.
Y'all already know the story. I already told the story. Shoot. Okay.
Yeah, I wanna hold on. I wanna wait.
All right. Well.
Yeah, just because I like what she says. That's why I want all of us here to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? While we also wait, you know, shout outs, big ups to Florida. Whatchamacallit, they just put into play no need for a permit to carry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Good luck. That's fucking dope. That's dope.
No need for a permit to carry.
That's dope.
So.
That's how it should be.
That's what I was going to want to. I'm glad it happened. I'm happy over it. You know, it's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
You know, people should be able to protect themselves as much as possible in any way they can, you know, to protect the home. Florida's for a while has been a very
dangerous place to live.
No. A home
I would say so.
State. No.
Oh, home protection. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Home protection state. Like, yeah. Like we actually, because they say it's supposed to be a stand your ground state. I'm like, it's actually a stand your ground and self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Michigan does not have a stand your ground law, but we have what's called a castle law.
We have that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know exactly what that is.
Yep. Yeah. So, man, Michigan is a castle law state. I wish we had to stand your ground, but there's also no definition for not standing your ground. So we don't have one, and we don't have one against it.
Mm.
Yeah, Michigan's a gray area, and Michigan's also an open carry state.
Mm. Yeah,
so if you guys don't know what open carry state is, that means that in Michigan, you can have a gun and carry it on you all day. And as long as it's visible, it's legal.
Oh.
Which I like somewhat, because at least that way it gives people the means to carry protection. But I also don't like it because if shit goes down and you get someone like me who carries concealed, now I know I got to shoot you first. Because I see your gun. So now I just know I got to kill you first.
Hmm. I know Florida, it's still concealed.
Uh-huh.
But we have stand your ground, self-defense, and castle.
Yeah, yeah.
We definitely have those.
That's what's up.
So big ups to Florida for that one. That was good. Let's see, what else? Where else? Where is Cole?
I don't know where he's at, bro. He's out for this episode, I'm assuming. By the time if he even joins us, by the time he comes on, we're going to be fucking finishing up. Because right now, we're on the downslope of the episode now. So I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing.
Hmm.
Yep. Bro, I'm looking at the shit. As I'm trying to clean this shit out right now, I see this fucking picture of me and my cousins. And, fuck, bro, I've lost a lot of fucking weight, dude.
Three.
I lost a lot of fucking weight, dog. Damn. Now, I wasn't trying to lose that much fucking weight.
W. Wait, what's wrong with that?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I know this motherfucker's not outside my door.
Kobe?
No, not Kobe.
Oh. I was about to say.
Hold on. Hey, what's up? All right, that's fine. Do your thing, because I'm recording my show right now anyways. Okay. All right. I was about to have an attitude. I thought you was outside right now. I hear somebody outside my house blowing a horn. Like they lost their damn mind. I'm like, and then you caught. I was about to be like, I know damn well they not outside. I was about to lose my shit right now. All right. All right, bye. Yeah, I was about to go fucking crazy right now. All right. I don't even know what the fuck I was just talking about right now. That shit just pissed me off. Whew.
We were looking for a new subject anyway.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're on a down slope now anyway. Kind of by the time Kobe gets here, we're done. We're done. Man, this was a quick fucking.
That was quick.
Talk about nothing episode. Sheesh.
Actually.
What up? What you got?
Did you hear about the okay, actually, did you hear about the Lil Uzi Vert JT at the BET Awards?
Yeah.
You heard about that?
Yes.
Or have you seen a video?
No. I have not seen.
All right.
I've not seen a video, no.
Hold on. I remember. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to put it into the chat.
Who the fuck is outside being... Someone's outside revving their piece of shit car. I hear it backfiring. Did you hear that? Do you hear that?
Yeah, I don't hear it. All right. We're okay. Check your phone.
All right, do you want me to play this on the episode?
Yeah.
Can we or no?
I don't know if we can.
Okay.
Because it was basically at the beat, you know, but good cliff notes. Or long story short, basically at the BET Awards last week. This was about a week ago. Yeah, it was about a week ago. Week ago.
Okay.
You know, of course, you guys don't know Lil Uzi Vert, and you know, a big name celebrity, big name rapper, with JT, who's also she's a big name rapper from the
City Girls. Bullshit. Yeah.
And at the BET Awards, I don't know what led to it. Some say it started with Lil Uzi Vert and Ice Spice taking a selfie, but. But you know, JT ended up causing a huge scene on Lil Uzi Vert, disrespecting him, cursing him out, saying bitch ass, like,
whatever.
Yeah, and throwing her phone at him, and you know, even later in the night, he's trying to beg for her back, like beg for her goodness again, stuff like that. Whatchamacallit. And it was a big topic because, you know, this was a spectacle on a huge it was a big event. It was
national platform.
Yeah, it was on a national platform. It's something to celebrate, to celebrate, big achievements especially for the past year, giving out awards, especially in the community of hip hop and R&B. So the fact that, I have such a huge issue with it. And it might lead to an uncomfortable moment.
Go ahead. Speak up.
You know, it has been a little while since I've gotten uncomfortable. You know, these days I'd be hating getting uncomfortable, but I'm like, man, I think I got to. So screw it, I'll do it. A woman like JT from City Girls, I always knew she wasn't someone that was meant to be trusted. Especially to be my woman, and you know, in a way, a part of me would have wanted to say Lil Uzi Vert should have known, but most guys don't really know. And it was something I've had to understand myself for. Most guys don't know. They haven't learned. They're not trying to learn. They haven't really gotten the grasp. Most guys don't know. They don't, because a lot of times, you know, they're being told, you can save her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong. Or maybe telling them like, oh, if you don't want to date a girl like that, you're the one that's insecure.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe he's trying to show how that he's not insecure by dating her, but it's like, you know, well, I'll be damned.
Right.
Well, I'll be damned. Look at Kobe. Yeah. So I'm like, but not wanting to put up with the fuckery and not wanting to put up with the bullshit. It's not insecure. Actually, you know, I would argue that is as secure as it gets when it comes to not wanting to put up with the bullshit. At least there's some color coordination in this order.
You're talking about having like actual response, you know, an actual level of what you accept and what you don't accept.
Yeah, because you have standards and boundaries.
Right.
And a lot of people would have said, well, if he didn't accept something like, if he didn't accept something like that, he would have been insecure. And he, you know, JT's a queen or whatever bullshit.
She ain't though.
Exactly. You know.
Reminds me of like the fucking, fuck is her name? The Jocelyn Hernandez or whatever.
Yeah, Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yeah, when she bugged the fuck out and got into a fight and beating up whatever. What's the girl? Yep. I can't remember the other girl's name. I don't even know who she is.
She was swinging on a bunch of people.
Yeah, but so shit like that is like, and then now she's arrested and facing multiple charges.
Yep.
The fuck you think was going to happen?
Yeah, I don't.
Like people like that kill me. You think you just do whatever the fuck you want because you are who you are? Not. And then on top of that, she only did what she was doing because they allowed her to. You see how big them fucking security guys were that she over here swinging and stolen on?
Yep.
If they wanted to swing back on her, she'd be dead.
Yep.
It'd be the end of her.
It would have been a wrap.
But the fact that they didn't swing back, they show self-restraint. You know, kudos to them, I guess, but they're better than me.
And it also makes me look at how how they were before. You know?
Yep.
It makes me look at how much they have been before, like this cannot have been the first time they fought each other like this at all.
Nah, can't be.
Yeah,
can't be.
And this cannot have been the first time they've argued like that. And the fact that she was swinging on him says that he's probably, there's been many scenarios that he's allowed her to mm-hmm. swing on him. And I'm like, I could never even think to accept something like that. And it's not even about accepting, because, you know, normally because a lot of people think, what would you have done in that situation?
Right.
Me, first thing in my head is, Yo, she's single now. There's nothing left to talk about. There's nothing left to say. And I would have all of her stuff when I get home. All of her stuff will be
on the porch waiting.
Not just on the porch. Neatly packed, neatly folded, cleaned, like organized in the nice big luggage or luggages. You know, because I want to let it be known. Look, I really truly accepted that you are gone. I can't have you. I can no longer like fathom idea of having a future with you. You are gone and out of here. You know?
Yep.
And I'll never, like, yeah, I'll never, like,
never love again.
You single now. Like, I'm like, congratulations. Once you cut your hand back and throw it in my direction,
it's a wrap.
Whether you throw your fist or throw your phone, saying bitch ass nigga, congratulations, you're single. Now what?
I get it.
And you know, in the words of a couple good friends of mine in a certain community, from the streets does she emerge, into the streets she shall return.
Respect.
And so it's like, yes, you're going back to the streets. And I hope you're happy.
Kobe, you with us?
Mm-hmm. What the
hell? Hell no, he not.
What happened? What's the situation?
Talking about JT swinging and throwing her phone at
Lil Uzi Vert,
yeah,
at the BET Awards last week.
That was publicity. I feel like it was.
Yeah, I don't even think
whether Uzi knew it or not. Ain't that the one that No, the other one is the one that, yeah, they all about money, man. That's how I feel.
I don't know. I don't think it's a publicity stunt, you know.
Wait, I haven't really seen it yet.
Because I thought of another thing too. Because JT, she's from Miami. Not even just from Miami. She's from Liberty City. Like, that's like the hoodest of the hood. Like, that is as congruent as it gets. Like a girl from Liberty City acting like this, swinging on a dude, calling him bitch ass nigga, is as Liberty City as it gets. Like that's normal. That's common for a girl from, I'm like, bro, she's from Liberty City. What did you expect out of her? What kind of classiness are you expecting out of her? I damn sure. When I'm hearing the girl from Liberty City, I'm like, hell no. Hey, bro, you're not even supposed to be taken serious of any girl from Liberty City. Like Liberty City, Miami? Hell no, bro. The fact that Lil Uzi Vert's spending all this money, yo, I'm like, bro. I'm like, first of all, Louis, I know you've been in the hood anyway, but yo, if I took you around Liberty City and you'd be like, yo, this be like, oh, this is what I'm spending all this money on, all this $1 million on, bro. Hell no.
You get what you pay for, though.
Never mind, bro. That's why this time's, yeah, and I know I know JT fine as hell, and I get that. You know, I say she is.
I don't even know which one it is.
This one, I'm also kind of mad at Diddy for taking serious Young Miami. I'm like, bro, what these? I'm like these girls. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna keep it a stack.
Time out though.
These girls, they from Liberty City, Miami. They don't deserve this shit, bro.
Time out. You surprised by Diddy though? The same man that made I Need a Girl Part 1 and 2? Hell no, I ain't surprised. Not man, at all.
But I know you need a girl, but not from Liberty City.
This nigga wrote he wrote about from, J-Lo.
I'm like, bro, she's from Bro, she's from Liberty City, bro.
Time out, though. This
she's from Liberty. She is from Liberty City.
This man wrote about J-Lo until like press bro. Play, bro.
Look, bro, I need a bro. She don't give a fuck about what you need. She's from Liberty City.
Man,
these girls are from Liberty City.
Pussy talk.
You don't need that.
That's
there, there are plenty of better suitable female candidates than a girl from Liberty City. These girls are from Liberty City, Miami. She don't give a fuck about you. She's from Liberty City, Miami. You go to freaking 79 and 27, where they from, or freaking 62nd. 7 Ave. You look at girls from there, you gonna be like, I'm like, hell no. I'm like, of course she's gonna be a headache. She's from Liberty City. What are we doing? She is from they like, I'm talking about, like, what's the word, ain't it? Yes. this broad is from Liberty City. Why are you taking this serious? What kind of girl are you expecting? Are you expecting a girl that's gonna like want to take care of you or something? Or are you expecting someone that's gonna like, you know?
Oh like, shit.
It's not even there's not even excitement that's even worth it. They're not even worth whatever excitement they could possibly bring. They're from Liberty City.
Wait, time.
What
out.
Are we
yeah.
doing?
Yeah, she threw that bitch for real. That
see, there it is. There it is.
So that bitch for real. Like she damn. But Uzi should have knew though.
How you expect her to act? She's from Liberty City.
I thought that was a place off of Grand Theft Auto.
Bro, she's from Liberty City. Bro, you can't even be outside when the street lights come on.
Oh hell no. No, I'm kidding. Golly, this nigga got a phone through at him though. I just want to rock. He should have did one of them dances.
He should have dodged that shit.
Man, he should have got the fuck on her ass. Damn, Uzi, not the little.
I'm homie. Like, bro, little Uzi verse. He's literally the artist behind one of the most viral songs right now.
Yeah.
One of the most viral songs right now.
She don't go fuck.
Why?
That's probably how she. I don't go fuck that sound.
You want to see your NPL girl from Liberty City, bro? She is from Liberty City.
And she looked like she bigger than Uzi.
She is, but she's from Liberty City. Who cares? There's plenty of girls that's still bigger than Lil Uzi, but they're more like polite and feminine and nice. You think she's gonna be nice? What kind of girl do you think she's worth being spending all that money on? I get you gonna spend all that money anyway, but for a girl from Liberty, she's from Liberty City.
Man.
She's from Liberty City, bro. Jesus fucking Christ, bro. There's a reason why a lot of guys, even within Miami, that's not trying to wife a girl like that up.
That's like them talking about Ice Spice and shit.
Bro.
Talk about you find what you find the thousands of girls like that in the Bronx.
Oh God.
Golly. Man. You see, oh God, just, dog.
Like yeah, bro, like when Jordan Poole spent $500,000 on a date with a one night a date, bro.
He a ham.
$500,000, bro. She's from the Bronx, bro.
Nah,
she's from the Bronx.
Now, if she had money though, it'd be worth it. Though. If she was making more money than me, it'd be worth it though to trick like that because I'm gonna get it back on the back end. But hell no,
she's from the Bronx. You ain't getting shit back.
Nah, you ain't getting shit, bro.
You ain't getting shit back. She's from the Bronx, bro.
You see J Lo. You see J Lo. J Lo move up the ladder every decade. Every fucking decade, she move up the ladder.
She can't stick to one man because
more and more money. She's bro, a genius. Shout out to J Lo.
She's
man.
A headache fucking genius. To all of these, and she's a headache to all of the guys she's with.
And guess what? She ended up back with Ben Affleck. She seen him with that Batman suit on. He like.
I don't even know what the fuck Ben Affleck thinking.
She got some good cooch. She make dudes double back. She got some good ass cooch. You already know that coochie good. That she got that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. J-Lo find this shit, but she's from the Bronx. Yeah.
She got some good cooch.
But she's from the. I'm like yo. When I'm talking to Grimshaw. I'm like, oh, how you doing? She's like, oh, doing good, you know. Or she's like, Mo, you looking cute over there? I'm like, oh, me? Looking, oh, I'm looking cute? Okay, she think I'm cute? All right, what's your name? My name, woo-woo. I'm like, okay, oh, that's your name? Okay, woo-woo. Yeah, so where you from? I'm from New York. Oh, okay, okay, all right. Well, I could work with that. I could work. So what New York you from? I'm from the Bronx. Never mind.
No.
You're so when she says that, never mind. You gotta say never mind.
But my thing
if a girl
is
says she's from the Bronx. If you like a girl and she's cute and she looking at you, go up to her, you know, say how you doing. But if she says she's from the Bronx, you say never mind.
Nah. If you can handle it though, like she,
no,
some motherfuckers can't.
You handle a motorcycle, you handle snakes, you handle video games. I'm not supposed to want to handle them.
Hey, I watch Game of Thrones. I know how to slay dragon shit,
bro. You handle swords. You handle guns.
Man.
You handle audio equipment. You handle building computers. You handle hammers. You handle any tool in that giant ass toolbox cat got.
Yeah.
Don't worry, cat. I know you hear me.
Oh yeah, I'm with y'all.
Yeah, that's what you handle. I don't wanna. I'm already having to handle life itself. I don't want to have to go back just to try to handle my woman.
Man.
She's from the Bronx, bro. She's from Liberty City.
Man, motherfuckers need to start watching How to Train a Dragon or Slay a Dragon or however that shit go, man. Because if you're gonna fuck with something like that, you gotta be able to handle something like that. If you can't handle it, don't fuck with it. Cause she gonna embarrass you. She gonna Liberty. Make you look bad. So
she's a headache. She's from Liberty City.
No, she gonna make you look bad. So if you can't handle it, my suggestion is to just step away.
Liberty. She's from Liberty City.
And she gonna make you look bad.
She's from Liberty City. Down here in Miami, I'm gonna take you to 62nd and 7th Ave, and then I'm gonna take you to 27th and 79th on 1 a.m. at night, and I'm gonna be like, "This is what you wifing up, bro."
And it's they.
If I'm gonna take Diddy to Liberty City, And I'm like, these are the type of girls you wifing up, bro. And
Diddy once you see that excuse, shit,
he's gonna be like, never mind. I don't care. That's even more reason.
But then again, you know all the tricks of the trade, though. You see certain signs. Diddy might be into some shit like that. He thought he can probably handle that shit because Diddy, he done been around and shit. But
damn, you can't handle shit. She's from Liberty City.
I hope my boy don't make it. But then again, I don't know, though. I hope she kind of do break this nigga heart because that nigga be making fire when he gets
She's from Liberty City.
Sorry, Diddy. No offense, man.
This the real nigga.
Motherfuckers make fire when they get their heart broken, man. I'm sorry.
She's from Liberty. Bro, niggas dying every day. Liberty City. She's from Liberty. This the real, ain't it? They literally. It's where they host. There's 48.
Man, damn, man.
Literally. Your girl was likely on first 48.
God.
That's an unintentional cameo.
Damn, man.
Are you serious? I work security in Liberty City. Watch news vans and first 48. Film.
Golly.
Those are the girl that you're trying to invest your life savings on, bro. A girl from Liberty City. She don't give a fuck. She's from Liberty City.
You thought he can change her.
She ain't ready to change.
Or she might have changed, but don't ever try and change. That's his fault. Don't ever try and change nobody. That's his fault for believing that. If he does believe in that, I don't know. He might have been into the thrill or whatever.
Shit, she's from Liberty City.
Mm-hmm.
These girls are from Liberty City, bro. You don't know where the wife is from. No, that's where I'm from.
Yeah. But you never know, though. It's them diamonds in the rough and shit. You can just...
Swallowing them at the BET Awards.
Man, hey, shit happened. What's love got to do with it, damn
it? That's a diamond. That's a rump of coal.
That's a
lump of coal that you get at Christmas. She is from Liberty City. What are we talking?
But yeah, that phone shit in public. Yeah, fuck that. And we got caught on camera. Nah.
Supposed to be a classy event?
What?
It's supposed to be an event of class. It's an award show. I don't care that it's BET.
I was about to say, you joking, right?
I don't care that it's BET. You saw what I said.
You must have seen, what's her old girl name? Krishan and
Blueface? If I'm snapping about Young Miami and JT.
Sexy Red.
I don't even. Bro,
I kind of want to see her booty.
She don't even turn. I can't even. I can barely look at her, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
The way she talked on that sound.
I can't even look at her. I can't even look at her.
She looked like she can. She doesn't even. But then again, she probably one of the ones that talk shit and then like sit there and freeze up. Tuck them in a corner and shit.
Sexy Red don't even deserve my like peripheral vision. Bro, that's I was wondering when I was gonna get uncomfortable and you know it happened. I had my uncomfortable moment, but brother, she's from Liberty City. Understand what I'm talking about? She's from Liberty City.
Man.
See, Bert, y'all girls are from Liberty City. Once you meet a girl and she be like, where you from? I'm from Miami. Which part? Liberty City. You're supposed to say, never mind. y'all would have been saved all this trouble. All you had to say was, never mind.
Yeah,
Ali. Hey, damn, this girl cute as hell. What's your name? Oh, my name, Ice Spice. Ooh, nice. Oh, I like your name. Okay. I like the little curly hair. How you doing? Okay. Oh, I think you're cute. Oh, you think I'm cute? What's your name, Mo? What's your name? Oh, my name is Mo.
Time out. You said, what's your name, Mo?
It's a typo.
Oh, okay.
It's a typo. You're like, what's your name? I'm like, oh yeah, my name Mo. Oh, nice to meet you, Mo. Oh, Mo, I think you're cute. Oh, you think I'm cute, baby? Oh, okay. What's your name? My name Ice Spice. Oh, nice to meet you. Okay. Yeah. So where are you from? I'm from New York. What part of New York? I'm from the Bronx. And then you're supposed to say, never mind. That's what you say. No. Congratulations. I saved the world a headache and $500,000.
Nah, he ain't even had to spend all that though.
By saying that, he did.
He had to get that from somebody.
I just saved the world a headache and $500,000 by saying this. Never mind. You from the Bronx? Never mind.
Ever since Dan Jordan Poole career ain't been shit. He fucked up in the playoffs. He got traded to Washington. But then again, hey, they should call him and Kuzma the Bang Bros, bro. What? That should be their NBA name, the Bang Bros, because they about to be having all types of hoes. Kuzma said that contract like, hell yeah, Poole here, all the hoes about to be here, man. Me and Poole, with our powers, can die. We can make dog. I'm telling you, them Washington games about to have all the baddies there, bro.
They're gonna have all the baddies. They're gonna be like, what? They're gonna be like, oh.
We can buy $500,000.
You from? I'm from Baltimore. What? You don't even say that shit with the L. Never mind.
Never mind.
That's what you're supposed to say. What? I'm like, I don't want to broad that lived world where they filmed Wire, bro.
Don't
you dare get me started on Zion Williams. Yo.
Zion there. They'd be clowning.
Oh, hey, big man, you cute. And I'm be like, oh, you think I'm cute? Oh, how you doing? You're like, Oh, what's your name? Oh, my name Mo. Oh, your name Mo. So what's your name? Oh, my name JT. Oh, JT. Okay, nice name. Nice to meet you, JT. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah. I like big dudes. Oh, you like big dudes? Okay. You know, you're a little cute thing. I'm cute. Okay. So where you from? I'm from Miami. Okay. Well, which part of Miami? I'm from Liberty City. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Never mind. That's what you have to say.
Or are you supposed to come never for mind. What you supposed to come for though? So I mean,
you're supposed to say never mind. When a girl says she's from Liberty City.
But sometimes when you see the sign that says don't push that button, it's like, I wonder what this button do.
You fuck around and find out.
Exactly.
I am not that kind of dude. I do not like to fuck around and find out.
You like they say it would fuck some shit up, but I want to see. Let me go ahead. Hit that button,
bro. Jesus fucking Christ, bro.
Oh shit.
Jesus fucking Christ. I think this is probably one of the most uncomfortable moments I've ever had in my life.
Man.
Oh, man.
They know what they signed up for. If they didn't know that shit, now they know, nigga.
I don't think they knew, bro.
Like Diddy Homeboys. Like, shout out to Biggie, though. R.I.P. Biggie.
R.I.P. Biggie.
Like he said, if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Bro.
That's how life works sometimes.
Of all the girls you could have wifed up, bro. Girl from Liberty City, bro. When you meet a girl from Liberty City, you supposed to say, never mind.
I mean, I think I don't know. They said something about allegedly like Diddy just be having hoes like all around. She just one of his hoes anyway, so or one of his girls, whatever you want to call it. No disrespect. But that's just allegedly. That's allegedly what I heard. But yeah. I mean, Diddy got money though, so I feel like it was just a phase for him. But Uzi,
I will never.
And I get Uzi the excuse because he young. I get that too. He gonna go. He had to go through some shit like that. You gotta go through some shit like that when you young. So yeah, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
All right. I'm glad I got this out the way.
I just want to rock.
But yeah. But
yeah, Lee.
Well, we got. But we can put the ribbon on this.
Oh, yeah. My bad, everybody.
Kobe, how was your week anyway?
It was a week. It was cool. Was working in the smoky ass area majority.
Explain to them what's going on because they don't know.
So it's a fucking wildfire. The wildfires that's going on in Canada, the smoke is being pushed here. New York? And in Chicago also? Well, it's between the Midwest, the upper part of the Midwest,
East Coast. Detroit, Michigan, and New York are getting hit the worst with it. This is happening in Michigan, Illinois, some parts of Wisconsin, and New York. But there's wildfires happening in Canada that when we walk outside, especially like right here where I live, is extremely bad because I'm right here across the river from them. If I go outside and go to the river, I can see Canada. I can see Windsor. So what Kobe's talking about is that the wildfires there are causing a lot of pollution and fog and smoke here for us. Like if I go outside my door, it's a sunny day, but it's foggy as shit because it's smoke and it smells like there's a fucking campfire outside.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah, it's like it smells like it's burning everywhere. It's like everybody is fucking burning a campfire, basically. Some places like here, it ain't as strong as down there. Down there, you sitting there like somebody barbecuing, like you just walking around like niggas barbecuing or something. Like you hey, smell, Kobe, you smell wood and fire.
Kobe's about an hour north of me.
Yeah. And then I went to my nephew's party at Chuck E. Cheese. Man, whew. That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense.
Huh.
My bad. I was thinking about Chuck E. Cheese. Women.
Oh, shit. Oh shit.
I thought the shit that I saw on Instagram was fake with the you know how you see the women at Chuck E. Cheese with the bonnets and all that shit in the pajama pants.
Oh shit. Oh, you thought it was no, they dead ass.
I sat there and said, Nah, it was a whole family like that. I'm like, bruh.
Well, you
know, I'm like, I don't like.
It's the hood, ain't it?
Man, that wasn't the hood. That was Detroit went. They kind of cleaned the one in Troy up though. But I mean, I get if you can't afford it. But then again, if you can't afford it, why you at Chuck E. Cheese? But me personally, I would have been like, shit, y'all better put on them clothes y'all had on yesterday, shit. You ain't about to be wearing no bonnets, none of that shit to no Chuck E. Cheese. What's wrong with y'all? Jeez Louise, like, man, that should be embarrassing. I'll be putting my head down, like,
You seen a girl that's been all over the news for stealing wigs out of the
what?
Out of where?
Yeah, she's just been happening here in Detroit. She's been going on and getting notification or notoriety on the news because she's posting on social media that she stole the wig. I'll bring it back when I'm done. And you see her on the video camera, surveillance camera, walking in the store with a bonnet on, goes to try a wig on, takes the bonnet off, puts the wig in the bonnet, and then walks out the store like nothing happened.
This nigga,
she's bragging, boasting about it on social media.
She the Batman of club hopping. I'll bring it back.
That's mean that part is stupid because now your face is all over you. Now you caught. You caught now.
They don't be caring.
Whether they find you now or not, they gonna find you eventually.
Man,
that's like now, like we gotta watch how we ride now through the city because they got those license plate reader cameras on certain intersections. So you know me and my club, we gotta sometimes watch what we do at intersections. Mm. We be paying attention now because they be having them, you know, them boxes on top of the light poles.
That's what the fuck those are.
Those are license plate readers, yeah. It's that big gray box with that little cylinder on top of it. That's a license plate reader.
But it's all good though. Well, no, it ain't all good.
No,
shit.
It ain't.
They about to start replacing motherfucking most of the cops with motherfucking shit like that.
Yeah. So they've already said it. Like, listen, you know, you do what you do. Don't be surprised if you get a ticket a month from now talking about you ran a red light or you were speeding because they got you. They got you.
I'm throwing that bitch right in the garbage. You. Fuck it up. Y'all motherfuckers go with it. Oh shit. Jeez. Y'all touched on what is that? Well shit, it's the end. I showed up.
Yeah, it is the end. This over, bro. We're at a $1.58.
My bad. I fuck around, fell back to sleep. I ain't go to sleep till like fucking 7. I could not fucking sleep. And then I looked up, I was like, oh, Canada. You sent me a couple messages on Instagram. I was like, oh shit.
Like, that's why I was confused. I was like, he awake. I know he up. He responded to the shit earlier.
I could not fucking sleep. So I just smoked and ate and watched YouTube videos and was cracking up the whole time. Like, and Instagram, all that shit. I regret it because I fucking, but yeah, my bad. People got places. Probably because it is
107. Damn, yeah, it is. Whoops. All right, go. Let's put a ribbon on it because we already had 2 hours. I gotta start editing now.
Okay.
So, all right, y'all. Well, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank you for listening and checking us out. Don't forget to tell a friend about your podcast. This has been another episode of the I'm Not As Things You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. I am Reverend Ratchet, your royal ratchetness, your main man's cat.
This is Big Mo. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo because that is the MO.
And this is your favorite fucking Uncle Nat King, Kobe. I'll let y'all later. Peace.